Jim has said numerous times, Jim Ross, that you grew up with the whole WrestleMania and everything like that. But you also grew up with the evolution of the video games as well.
Ah, big time. Yeah, yeah. No one ever asked about that. Remember that old SmackDown game that I had for PlayStation? That was pretty funny.
So what'd you play?
Regular PlayStation was basically the first time I got that good, like that SmackDown video with The Rock on the cover.
Uh-huh.
And what I did was I would take Billy Gunn's face, abs, and trunks, and then do Stone Cold's knee braces and black boots, and then you always fought Al Snow first, and it was easy to beat him.
Oh my god. So, moving forward, are you going to be playing this game religiously, the new one?
Well, I don't do anything religiously. No. Right before we came out here, someone showed me a match. It was me versus Daniel Bryan on the video game, entrances and everything. They had the cuts in my t-shirt down the sides that I do. I couldn't believe it. The entrance, it was so crazy. And then we did the match, signature stuff, even the headstand out of a headlock. They had everything that we do in real life, like, so real that every year I go, oh, yeah, that's so great. We've kind of maxed out. It all looks kind of real. And then the next year, it looks that much more amazing. I'm blown away by it, honestly.
A lot of people have said that professional wrestling is a lifestyle. It's not just a job. If there was somebody that you knew that was wondering, how do I get into this? What kind of person does it take to be a professional wrestler? What would you
say to them? Wow. You got to be cool with not being home 300 days a year. It's a lot of travel. It's a lot of tiny windows of getting a gym in, getting some food, and then every night you got to go out there and not just be your best, be better than everybody else who is trying to be in this company, let alone take your spot on the road. So there is nonstop cutthroat competition, and if you don't live for it, or if you think you do and a couple months later it doesn't work out, that's on you. No matter what you do, I told my brother this all the time, be the first one into practice, the last one to leave, get everything that you possibly can, because when you're at the end of the day, whether you're a garbage man, a nurse, anything, if you don't take pride in what you do and you're not trying to be better than everyone else, then what the hell are you doing?
What's on your agenda the next year? What do you really want to get done?
Really want to get on the cover of that game. No, that's not for 2 years. What I want is to become one of the main players in the game of wrestling, to where when a pay-per-view time comes around, when it's main event time on Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, when it's time, you know that my name has to be involved in it or you are shortchanging the fans. And I've made a legacy out of being given a minute or 30 seconds and making it count. And I live my whole life that way. So if I get 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to go out there and steal a show, I always find a way to do it.
You've gotten pushes over, you know, 3-4 month span. You haven't gotten that long super push yet. Why? Why do you think you haven't gotten that yet?
I'm going to say it's something that every legend, old-timer, you name it, has always told me. It's about timing. And the weirdest things happen. Someone gets hurt, you get an opportunity. You get hurt, someone else gets an opportunity. So unfortunately, that has happened to me. I had a very, very monumental, special moment the night after WrestleMania that I will hopefully experience again at some point. But literally, a crowd of fans who love this and know that I love it were so behind me. There was a collective sigh of relief that for once, after all the hard work, someone wasn't screwed and didn't have the carpet taken out from underneath them. And unfortunately, I got hurt a couple weeks later, and then that was that. That's how things go. One of these days, I'll be right back into that picture. And I am, if it matters, I am pissed that I am not in the main event in a world title match at SummerSlam to have some triumphant return to having that world championship, that I feel like I can represent the company, the business, and everyone that you name it, all the wrestlers in the back when I go out there, and I will get back there.
Over the years, you've been compared to superstars the likes of Shawn Michaels, Billy Gunn. Who is someone that you look at, you look at your matches and you're like, you know what, I see somebody else. Who's someone that you would like to be compared to, someone that you feel that you take a page from?
I wish I got this more, Flair. Because you can say Billy Gunn because I do a famous round blonde hair. Period.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome to watch. I was a huge fan of his. I don't feel like I'm replicating him when I'm out there. What I want to do is, I've seen Shawn Michaels, I've seen Mr. Perfect, and I've seen Ric Flair go out there and not just be a ring general. All eyes are on them, and I've said this before, if they're not the main event, they make their match the main event. And like I've said to you a second ago, I obsess over making my match or my 2 minutes count. So I like to picture, like, I've heard Shawn a million times, and it pisses off the internet. Whatever, I don't care. He's awesome, I'm going to be awesome. Shut up. Hennig, I get a lot too, but that's because my hair got thrown after the match. But he's so awesome, I'm going to take, like, mind-blowing, that guy. I think subliminally, I picked up characteristics from Sean, Flair, and Perfect just because I love them so much, and I'm accidentally mimicking pieces of them. But it's take a few things from all the greatest of all time, and if that's really a crime, then what the hell, what am I doing here?
There are so many legendary performers, some of them that were on stage a little while ago, that are remembered for singular things or they're remembered for a legacy. What do you want your legacy to ultimately be?
There's no official list of who's the best of all time. I don't want to be the face of the company. I don't want to be known as a franchise. I don't want to be known the guy who did the awesome Cocoa Pebbles commercial. I want to be the guy who, when the debate comes up, when the Hall of Fames come up, it's like, this guy is on the very short list of the greatest of all time, period. And that's my